Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host Claudia Pareco. Every week we feature innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders and businesses. Throughout our high-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of eye-opening information, profound inspiration, compassionate counseling, advanced spirituality, pertinent advice, and loving guidance. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. Our shows are held on Mondays and Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. Charlotte View provides the platform to a diverse array of guests, national and international, authors, musicians, nonprofits, social workers, psychics, healers, small businesses, retreats, you name it, who are joining forces to change the world from inside out, from their areas of expertise. If you have something to say, we have the audience for it. All interviews are easily found in all social media and are available free, on demand, for anyone who wishes to further their knowledge and to transform their lives. Host the show and get your name in the game referred as podcasting. Lead with Charlotte View on new media content revolution that is empowering individuals like you with the ability to globally distribute their ideas and create a following of like-minded fans. To request a show, please write to info@charlotteview.net or visit our website charlotteview.net. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Welcome, everybody. Charlotte View, Amy Nelson, Sheila Crane, and Demetra Juvenu, Demi, invite all listeners to be part of two Heart Center retreats that are making a difference. You can choose between a magical mini retreat in Pegatay, South Carolina, which is in an affluent suburb of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Rock Hill, South Carolina. Or sign up for the 2016 Seaside Nia Retreat in Greece. During this interview, find out why you want to be part of one magical mini retreat with partners Demi and Sheila, or the Seaside Mini Retreat. And now, let's start by bringing Demi to the show. Demi is a Greek native, licensed Nia Blue Belt, Ageless Grace Educator, EFT Coach, and Soul Affirmation Coach. Since 2003, she is loved for guiding her class authentically, speaking with intention, and encouraging the eternal yes to shine in all. Demi will start by telling us a little bit about two books she has written and why did she do that. And also, she's going to tell us all of her retreats that has made available for people. So let's bring Demi to the show and have her tell us a little bit about her two books, one for adults and one for children. Hey, Demi, how are you?
Hey, Claudia, I'm well, thank you, and thank you for having us today, and hello to all the listeners. I have written two books. Both books are several years back, actually. They are both on the law of attraction. One is for adults, and one is for children. The one for adults is titled About Spiritual Mind Treatment, subtitled Setting the Law of Attraction in Motion, and it's based on the Science of Mind Principles by Ernest Holmes. A lot of people have actually called it the little book that can. It is written in a way that is very easy to follow. It's concise, and it explains the principles of manifestation via spiritual mind treatment, affirmations, and also intention. In the book, I have put six spiritual mind treatments together, And each treatment is accompanied by two affirmations. And those treatments are healing consciousness, love relationship with self, work expression, perfect love relationship, financial prosperity, and finally, fit and healthy body. And of course, like I mentioned a minute ago, two affirmations for each one of these treatments. So the book actually shows the reader how they can create their own treatment in order to create a reality of their choice, a reality that is empowered. And that's basically it for the About Spiritual Mind Treatments book. The other book is called Bijowillo's Upper House. And the name Bijowillo is actually an acronym that I came up and created out of four different adjectives. And it is a children's middle grade suspense novel. And the idea about this book came to me actually on a transatlantic flight from Greece to the U.S. And there's no preaching in the book. It's a suspense middle grade novel. And it explains the concepts of choice and focus, which actually are the basic ideas about in the law of attraction. And my reasoning, my purpose for writing this book, I wanted the children to know that they do have a choice of what to focus on, which is very, very empowering. Additionally, I wanted to illustrate what we focus on expands, which is another principle, another concept of the LOA, the law of attraction. So let's go ahead and hear what a young mother had to say about this book.
My name is Kat Mansfield, and I live in Brandon, Florida. And I really just want to take a moment to talk about Dimitra Yuvanu's book, Bijowillo's Upper House for Children. This has been a dream come true book for me. I had read the book The Secret as an adult, and it had really changed my perspective of life. And as far as teaching that to my son, who is almost 6 years old, I was kind of at a loss. And although he's a little too young right now, I am really looking forward to using this book and the power of magical storytelling to engage him without lecturing these empowering and valuable life lessons through story and the character development. I highly recommend this to all children in middle school and as well as parents and grandparents. I just can only imagine what our world would be like if all children were able to read this book and apply the law of attraction. And I can't think of a better way through the stories and the characters that Dimmy so beautifully crafted in this book to do that. Thanks.
Thank you. And if you want to buy the book, you can go to the website www.thenosecretsecret.com, and you can find the section for her books in there. So, Dimmy,
yes.
You're not only an author, you have also created two great retreats, but we're going to start talking about the magical mini retreat. I love the word magical. I love magic and everything that has to do with fantasy and all of that. So how did you come up with that?
Thank you, Claudia. I think we all love the word magic. I know I do as well. The subtitle for the magical mini retreat is Consciously Creating the Life You Deserve. And the way I came up with it was I wanted to offer a tried and true vehicle for an effective roadmap to manifesting dreams. I've been practicing cause and effect principles for many years. I have studied with many teachers. I've been part of many groups and practiced and experimented with different disciplines. And I've been applying different techniques for manifesting, which, by the way, all share the same starting point in their core. So at some point, I felt that it was time to share and impart what I had been practicing all my life, or at least for several adult years. And when people were asking me, how did you do that, or how did you come up with this, or how did this happen, I thought, you know, it is time to put it all together and offer it. So I wanted to offer the participants many ways to prepare the ground before seeding their desires for manifestation. So I went ahead and I contacted my friend, Sheila Crane, which Sheila is a yoga teacher, and together we brought our experiential knowledge of this of six different disciplines to this magical mini retreat, which actually lasts for 6 hours as well. So we offer them we offer this retreat 2 times a year. The next one is coming up Saturday, October the 15th, 2016. And let's go ahead and hear what some past participants are saying about the Magical Mini Retreat, Claudia.
Yes, so we have Rita Woodward here with us.
Hi, this is Rita Woodard. I wanted to share some thoughts about a Magical Mini Retreat that I attended with Demi and Sheila. I was new to this group, and I didn't really know what to expect. I was welcomed into the retreat with open arms. It was such a nice blend of activities that enabled me to open my heart and soul to the experience. I was a novice in Nia meditation and yoga, having only limited past experiences with any of them, and I had never practiced EFT. None of this mattered. Each of us participated at our own experience level, and I personally came away with a new appreciation for these life tools, and I had a desire to learn more. We also did soul affirmations and a vision board. I personally practice affirmations regularly because I find they add value to my life, but that was my first vision board. I still have it and periodically add to it. If you're considering attending the mini retreat, just do it. You will feel the welcoming love and support from a wonderful group of women, and you will feel refreshed and at peace and glad that you decided to go. You never know where the experience will take you. For me, it is leading to a week in Greece with Demi and others as I continue my practice of Nia while nourishing my body and soul on a wonderful, peaceful journey. I can't wait. Hope to see you at a Nia class or retreat in the near future.
And I love how she says, just do it. So again, if you're ready, go to www.thenosecretsecret.com and all the information is there. Debbie, do we have another testimonial about the magical? Is this Vanessa's?
No, the other Vanessa's is for the retreat in Greece.
Okay, so it's Rudy, right?
Rudy, uh-huh. Rudy's for the magical mini retreat, yes.
So let's bring Rudy to the show.
Hi, my name is Rudy, and I had the opportunity to take a retreat class for yoga and Nia a year and a half ago. And I just kind of want to tell you where I came from. I had just had surgery in July of that year, and this was November, and I had just been released from the doctor. I had a brain tumor that took away my hearing and my balance on my left side. And so yoga has always been very important for me and probably helped me get back to normal very quickly, because the balance part of yoga made my lack of balance really good. So I thought, you know, I had this Saturday free. I didn't have any expectations of this class. And so I thought, you know what, let me take this class and see what happens. And it was maybe because I didn't have expectations that I got a lot out of it. And so, yes, yoga was part of this, and that was really important to me. And Nia was just a new introduction for me, and that was a lot of fun. But it was the vision board that probably did more for me than any other part of the class. And what this afternoon did was gave me time to really think about myself and where I was going and what direction I was taking. For years, I had talked about doing a little bit more of the artistic side of me. I had taught for 36 years. I'd done a lot of different things and always liked new things. So I thought, you know, I really should make this more of a priority to take this art class I've been thinking about for a long time. So as soon as the next week after the class, I started calling around, and it was still a couple of months before I actually started taking a watercolor art class. And I can tell you, a year later, I'm still doing these art classes, and I love it. And it has created just a mind-body-spirit thing again for me that helped me find a new side, a new thing to do. And since that time, it's not just that the artistic side of me. I can honestly say that I've kept up the physical side and also added to the spiritual side as well. So if you're ever thinking about doing a class like this, do it. It gives you the day, the time to really think about where you are and who you want to be and how you want to maybe change your life. So I really want to thank the ladies who did this class, because you know what? It helped me go in a new direction. Thank you very much.
Wow, then it is really sounds magical. So can you tell us again, is the next mini retreat?
The Magical Mini Retreat, it's in Tigger Cay, South Carolina, and it is coming up Saturday, October the 15th, 2016. As always, the same time, from 12 noon to 6 in the afternoon. And we provide all the materials, by the way, and also the snacks. Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome. So now the last testimonial, it is Yvette. That's correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Hello, my name is Yvette, and I took Demi's mini retreat last year, and I really enjoyed it. I love Nia, and this was my first draw to the retreat. I didn't know what to expect, and soon learned new techniques with EFT, meditation, and Kundalini yoga. We also created our own vision boards. This allowed me to visualize the endless possibilities of my visions and to give them some clarity. Using daily affirmations and intentions also help with these. The experience gave me the ability to enrich my life in many ways previously unknown to me. Back to the main draw for me, Nia. I have taken numerous Nia classes with Demi and Amy. Each teacher offers their own uniqueness, and no two Nia classes are ever the same. The Nia experience allows one the ability to perform at their own level in their own natural time. During Demi's classes, I see her passion. You know she's enjoying herself, giving her all, and drawing you into this fabulous experience. With Amy's classes, she brings her own flair and spark. Oftentimes, she surprises you, whether it's her ability to make you laugh and think, or changing some of the moves. Both Demi and Amy express their inner child. And yes, your own inner child will come out and play too. I can tell you much about my experiences with these two special ladies, but it is definitely something you'd have to experience for yourself. You will definitely be glad you did. And bonus, you'll have fun while you do it.
And personally, Demi? Fun is what
yes.
I like. So how can people register to this mini retreat?
Well, they can email us. They can email me at vimitra@hotmail.com, T-H-E-M-E-T-R-A @hotmail.com, or they can email Sheila. Sheila, do you want to give your email really quickly?
Hold on. Sheila?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. My email is southcarolinacrane@yahoo.com. And that's all spelled out, South Carolina Crane, C-R-A-N-E, is my last name.
And the date, again, is coming October the 15th, Saturday, October 15th. So there's plenty of time to email us with any questions and or register for the class. And we can and give you info on how to pay and so forth.
And for future listeners, Demi, just so they know, this mini retreat is usually held twice a year, right?
So far, twice a year, yes.
Yeah. So if you are late for the October date, do not worry. Contact Demi and ask for the next one because they are constantly bringing back the magical mini retreat.
Absolutely. And in time, you know, we really don't know. And we're not saying that it's only going to be two times a year. It just so happens that it just might be more than that. So just contact us. We'll make it happen. Let's put it this way.
So, Demi, so now it's time to talk a little bit about roses, right?
Sure, about the seaside near retreat at Roses Little Village in Greece. And what I have to say about that is a lot, actually. But I'm going to start with a synopsis, and we're going to get into it a little bit more later on with Amy. But to start with... Nia is a very sensory experience, and it's an experience of awareness. So to be able to dance, to move to Nia at Rose's Little Village, where the senses are really heightened there in that spot, in that location in Greece, is really magical. So you have the sounds of the water that are combined with the movements, with the music, and all of that deepens the experience. You have the aromas of the pine trees or the flowers. So we draw from the elements to explore on the dance floor, to play, to rest, or to move and with joy. So during class, we have fun. That's the bottom line. We have a great time. So the dynamic of an outdoor Nia class overlooking the Saronic Gulf with the breezes of the sea on your body is truly very, very yummy experience. So being on a retreat on a Greek island, having left your everyday previous life behind for a week, and being able to dance by the sea is actually an experience that is loaded with possibilities. Thank you.
Claudia,
let's go ahead and bring a testimonial from a previous participant at Rose's Little Village at the Seaside Nia Retreat. Let's go ahead and bring her in.
So we're bringing Vanessa.
Yes.
My name is Vanessa and I'm from Johannesburg in South Africa. When I started doing Nia, I thought I was going to be learning a new dance form, but it's not that at all. It's actually a way of life. It's extraordinary how it's touched so many different areas of my life. The obvious benefits to doing Nia are health and wellness. Nia, we guided to be mindful, to move in our body's unique way, which ultimately brings joy and also confidence. There is no wrong way of doing Nia. I had done Nia before going on the retreat. However, I don't think experience is completely necessary. Demi guided us gently and gracefully through every routine, and I think even for beginners it would be a wonderful experience. On our way to Agistri, we stopped off in Athens and did shopping and sightseeing and ate some wonderful food, and then on the island we rode bikes, swam, snorkeled, took a boat trip, shopped again, ate more delicious food. Yeah, it was wonderful. For anyone considering going on the retreat, I would recommend that you take with you an open mind and an open heart. You will have a life-changing experience, and you will also come away with a healthy handful of soul sisters. My number one benefit to my whole life from practicing Nia has been the community. They embrace you, and I've now got this newfound sense of belonging and purpose to my life.
If that's the way, if you want to have an experience, Demi, I cannot see a better place to go to Greece, and especially one of the islands in Greece. They are just out of this world. I don't believe I have ever been in a place more beautiful than that.
I totally agree with you, Claudia. Totally agree with you.
So now, do you want to bring talk about the retreat and bring Sheila, or are we jumping for Nia in Greece?
We'll do the retreat for Sheila. We'll do the magical mini retreat. Let's do that.
Okay. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Sheila?
All right. I'd be happy to do that. So I want to welcome Sheila Crane. Welcome, Sheila.
Hi, and, great to be here.
Hi. Sheila is a trusted friend. She's a solid friend. She's also a 200-hour registered yoga teacher, and she's been teaching for 20 years now, so there's a lot of experience there. And her students love her for her craft and also for her kind and compassionate demeanor. Sheila is also an avid meditator, and she is committed to the meditation discipline, and she's been reaping the benefits in profound ways. I have heard many, many examples, and she shares those examples in the Magical Mini Retreats of the profound ways that meditation and yoga has helped her in her life. She's also an AFA certified group exercise instructor. So Sheila, would you like to give us a little more information about yoga and meditation and how they contribute to the Magical Mini Retreat?
Sure. Thank you, Denny, for that beautiful introduction. And thank you, Claudia, for having us today. We like to begin our retreat with meditation and yoga for a few reasons, but most of all to kind of prepare the body and the mind for this afternoon of fun and creativity and transformation. I kind of consider yoga to be a type of moving meditation, and it's a great way to loosen up the body again and prepare us for the afternoon. The yoga that we do at the beginning is very gentle. It's mostly stretching and some nice breathing exercises to help calm the mind and prepare the body and mind. I really like for the students to understand that yoga is for everybody, regardless of age, shape, degree of flexibility, or experience. And at the end of the retreat, we do a little bit longer standing sequence. That's a little more energetic, but still appropriate for all fitness levels. Most people heard about the remarkable benefits of yoga and meditation, and these benefits can range from physical and mental to emotional and spiritual. But the definition I heard recently that I really like a lot is this. It's when you intentionally set aside time to do something good for yourself. I don't know. I just feel like there are a lot of misconceptions about meditation. I hear a lot of people tell me they can't meditate because they can't sit still and cut off or shut off their mind. And that's really not at all what meditation is about. I like this definition of intentionally just setting aside time and doing something good for yourself. And this could be something like exercise or listening to music. But either way, that definition sort of sums up the entire purpose. We do have a period of time of seated meditation before we really dive into the retreat. And I like to remind the students before we sit to meditate, just to simply pay attention to whatever is here in the moment. There's no need to react or change or do anything. It's important not to resist thoughts, but we also do our best not to follow thoughts or get carried away with our thoughts. I just find that meditation is a wonderful way to practice being present and just to practice acceptance. And as a result, after we've done this little intro at the beginning of our retreat, our mind and our heart are more open and receptive. And again, I just believe that's a perfect place to begin before we start practicing all the other tools at the retreat.
Thank you, Sheila. And a little bit about my contribution to the Magical Mini Retreat. So after Sheila starts us off with yoga and meditation, we proceed with the other forms, the other disciplines that I actually offer. But the process for manifestation has already started before the Magical Mini Retreat day, before we actually meet, because I send out prep work, if you will, prior to meeting. So clarity and finding out what people really want, what their wants are, has started taking place in the participants, and their intentions have already started ahead of time before they even step in. So the ground with varied techniques, and so we prep the ground with these different techniques. There are actually six of them before we drop in the seeds that will grow into manifestation. So the two first techniques, obviously, were the yoga and meditation that Sheila does. And then I come in and I introduce Nia. We do a segment of Nia a little bit differently because we tap into the emotions. We connect to the emotions through music and through movement. So we release. I invite the participants to release whatever it is that does not serve them any longer. And that release actually creates space for newness to come in. And by newness, I mean their want, their desire, whatever they came in this mini retreat to work on, to manifest. Then after that, we move into EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. So in that, we shed light on our desires. We find out, or the participants, I should have said, find out what they want. And in that, in EFT, we eliminate all patterns, all perspectives that have blocked the people from experiencing what they deserve. So moving on, we come into affirmations. We all chip in, we all help, and I give the basics, the guidelines as to how to create an effective affirmation. In this case, though, the affirmations are soul affirmations, I call them. And I call them as such because they are the soul's desires. They are the deep, deep affirmations that are beneath the surface. And finally, we move into our vision boards, which, by the way, Sheila and I prepare, and we provide them for everybody. And those vision boards are actually laid out according to the nine quadrants, that nine areas of life of Feng Shui. So they're laid in that manner in order to provide a balanced map for to cover all areas of life. So that's pretty much it. So when the people, when the retreat finishes after the 6 hours, the people go home prepared. They go home with a lot of support from us, with a lot of handouts, with all the information, how to do EFT by themselves. Everything is given to them with their own affirmations and obviously with their own vision board. So the next mini retreat is going to be October the 15th, 2016, from 12 to 6. Thank you very much.
And Demi and Sheila, thank you for that information. But explain me something. You did this retreat, which is here in, well, it's South Carolina, but it's right next to Charlotte, 15 minutes to Charlotte. And
that's correct.
And then you did another retreat, which goes all the way to Greece. What similarities do we find in both retreats, and which one came first?
The retreat to Greece came first. And I would say the similarities between the two, obviously that we, Sheila and myself and Amy, are here to inspire, to promote well-being, and to dance through life, and to move through obstacles, and I would say, and to have fun. So these are the two similarities that come to mind right off the top of my head. And, of course, Amy Nelson is also a NIA instructor, and she is a co-facilitator of the Seaside NIA Retreat to Greece. So I would like to welcome Amy at this point to the program. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much, Demi, for welcoming me, and Claudia, thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
So Amy
yes.
I wanted to give a little more on Amy. Thank you, Amy. Amy is an intuitive healer, and she, additionally to a NIA instructor, she's also a Reiki practitioner. She's beautiful. She's beautiful inside and out. She's a beautiful soul. She's a precious friend, and she's a NIA sister. Yes, in NIA we have sisterhoods going on. She has an infectious, upbeat attitude and an infectious smile. And our sisterhood is based on our love for movement and also obviously for Nia. And it's also based on courage to step out, courage to be seen, to be heard, to be authentic. And both Amy and I aim in spreading this message of courage to dance through life. So I would like to invite Amy at this point to give us her experience at Rose's Little Village from last year.
Well, thank you for that beautiful introduction, Demi. Nia has truly been an opportunity for me to change perspective on how I see my adult life. I'm a mother of two boys and find that movement has always been my form of meditation. It has gotten me to find center. It has gotten me to work through my life's problems and never understood that I could actually live this type of meditation, this movement meditation, and thus finding Nia, the opportunity to step up and share this love for this movement came along after Nia, Demi had mentioned that she was holding this workshop out in Greece, and the opportunity came up for me to participate as well as teach last year, and it has been a complete life changer. What I found so much about the retreat as being the utmost importance was the fact that it was the women that came to step up and be in the state of vulnerability and share their experiences and embark on a journey together. And through the week, we learned to move with grace. We learned to have peace with ourselves. We learned some spaces that we were needing to work on, and this all culminated with the incredible staff and the incredible facility that Rosie herself provides. Rosie is an exceptional woman that really becomes everything. She becomes your aunt, your mother, your confidant, your best friend. And she has laid the foundation for this incredible opportunity to be in an environment where everything is safe, you're supported. You are bathing yourselves in the ancient waters of the followers before, and it just really makes this retreat that much more special. So Nia, and being able to dance and share this opportunity with other folks coming from all over the world, not just folks that are there for the retreat. We were very honored to have guests that were staying at the hotel step in and participate as well. So this is one opportunity that I hope many folks take a look at and join us this year. It is going to be absolutely fantastic to step into that eternal yes.
Thank you, Amy. So let's talk a little bit more about Nia, our love for Nia. So really, what is Nia? Nia actually in Swahili means with purpose. So in Nia, we move with purpose. We step in with purpose. We have a focus when we step into class. And Nia stands for, it's an acronym for Neuromuscular Integrative Action. It's a soulful practice that consists of 9 movement forms. So you have 3 martial arts, you have 3 healing arts, and you have 3 dance arts. And it's all put together, and it's done to bare feet, to music from all over the world, and the music is really soul-stirring music. Nia is nourishing. It's nourishing and it's healing to the body, to the mind, to the emotions, to the soul. And I've been practicing Nia since 2002. I started in California, and I have been teaching since 2005. And my understanding of Nia is that it invites us. It invites me every time to let the music speak to our heart, to dance like no one is watching, to be free to express our power, our strength, or the gentleness or softness of our spirit. And we express all that through our bodies, through our voice. We can make a sound. We can do a very, very powerful no, for instance, through doing a taekwondo kick or a punch or a block. We can melt with the sound of ah, doing a yin move, a gentle, soft, feminine move. So there's a lot in Nia. Nia is so multifaceted. In it, we let the child within come out and play, or we let the child come out and be silly or goofy or just simply be free. We allow the warrior in us to emerge strong, to be purposeful, to be dynamic. We give permission to the dancer to dance, to trust that, yes, she or he can dance, and to do so unapologetically. We invite everybody to dance because that dancer is in there just dying to come out. Nia also gives us a lot of tools and a lot of opportunities to get in touch and to connect with ourselves, our real self, our authentic self, the self that knows no boundaries, is not bounded by any shoulds or should nots. And for me, Nia is definitely a vehicle, and it has been, a vehicle for healing, for joy, for a big yes to life. Thank you.
So Demi and Sheila and Amy, I have been listening to all of the reasons why I had to register and go to either one retreat or the other, or even both. But if you were to have some words of wisdom or some finishing thought, could you share with us what that would be? And we can start with Sheila.
Okay, well, I always end my classes with a short meditation on gratitude. And for me, gratitude is just something that I meditate on daily. And I really love this quote from Melody Beattie. She describes better than I can why gratitude is so important. And it goes like this. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, and confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. I'll just simply close with a big thank you to all of you and to Demi for inviting me to be part of the Magical Mini Retreat. It has been truly an honor and life-changing experience for me.
And again, Sheila, if people want to contact you, can you share your contact information?
Sure. My email again is southcarolinacrane@yahoo.com.
Okay, and again, the next mini retreat is in October 16, 2016, from 12 to 6 p.m. But remember, it's not just that one. Every year, they come back with at least two mini retreats a year. So go to www.thenosecretsecret.com and find the next class. So now let's jump with Amy and Amy, what would be your thoughts?
My closing thoughts would be to allow yourself that ability to be vulnerable and to step out and find that inner calling that has been with us always, that inner voice that gives us that sense of that change in perspective. Because at any given moment, we have the power to say this is not how the story is going to end, and we could write out our story at any time and do it with purpose and of having patience with it and then practice it. Nia is truly an incredible, incredible practice, and the opportunity to live in the moment of movement and move through life, and life is a dance. So I appreciate the opportunity to share this love of Nia and share the opportunity to let everyone know about this amazing retreat. So we hope to see you.
Thank you, Amy. And Demi, now we're going with, Amy, do you want to share your contact information?
Sure, they could get more information from me at amy@thesouljournalist.com. all that information about the retreat is on that website, as well as where I will be teaching next.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Okay, so Femi,
let's go with you and your final thoughts, but also one thing that I think we missed to mention is that the retreat in Greece, it comes every year, and you have been doing this for how many years?
That is correct, Claudia. This is my fourth year to be doing it, and I'm really looking forward to it. Like we've been saying, it's just an amazing, wonderful experience. You're stepping into a different world all of a sudden. A world that is totally different, actually, even from being in Athens, which, of course, is a busy capital. But being on the island is amazing. It's rejuvenating. And another thing that I forgot to mention earlier before my closing, I would like to offer for any of the listeners that might sign up for the Seaside Near Retreat, $100 discount. And so just whenever you choose to email me to sign up or go through the website, my Facebook link is there as well. Just mention Charlotte View and you can have $100 off. And in closing, what I would like to say to the listeners is be kind to you. You deserve to laugh. You deserve to sense joy. You deserve to sense pleasure, to be seen, and to be heard. Stand tall. May you be free. And may you keep on dancing through life. Thank you, Claudia, for having us.
Thank you, Demi, for this opportunity. Because people are always looking ways to enhance their life and to become happier, healthier, and more in tune with themselves. And I cannot find a better way than with a retreat. Even if it's just one day, like the magical mini retreat offers, if they can set aside a week long to go and have a special time for yourself, that gift that you can give to yourself is priceless. And the benefits that they will find in your retreat, they will come back and have a testimonial for next year, and we will just promote and promote and promote. And we want to thank you, Amy, Sheila, Demi, for your time here, for sharing this opportunity with Charlotte View. And do not forget about the discount. Mention Charlotte View, $100 off, and then go to Greece. What a fantastic opportunity. And I want to wish everybody, you three women, a fantastic rest of the week. And with that, we're going to say goodbye.
Thank you, Claudia. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, Claudia. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.